right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I just pray that the Lord gives you a new mind, a new heart, a new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps for your narrow path. I just pray that you keep your eyes on the prize and that you fight the good fight in faith, and that you keep doing what God called you to do. You keep doing all the works. You keep healing. You keep casting out demons. Keep casting out unclean spirits. I pray that you move in the spirit. You do everything by the spirit. You worship him in truth and spirit. And I just pray that whatever resources that you have, you can help people with what you have in your situation and forward. I pray that the Most High just constantly pour out his light, his love, his power all over you, his presence all over you. Amen. And I just pray that you all stay strong and blessed, man. We have to keep uplifting and encouraging one another in Christ, man. You know, the body of Christ needs more unity, all right? That spirit of division is heavy among a lot of people out here. We have to be unified for Christ, all right? We have to move as one unit. We have to move together in the Holy Spirit and in love. Amen. Let us thank God for another day. Let us thank God for giving a roof, giving us a roof over our head, food in our belly, clothes on our back. Let us thank God for getting us through the day, making us get home safely, our travels, running errands, whatever. Let us thank God for just guiding us everywhere we go, even when we don't really acknowledge or see it enough. Amen. Let us not be ungrateful. Let us appreciate things more often from now on. All right. Let us just sing a new song to him. Call on his name. Cry out to him. Whatever condition you're in right now, call on his name. All right. He'll show you great, mighty things. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, family. Shalom, people. Greetings, body of Christ. Welcome. Thank you all for listening and supporting. I truly appreciate all of you heavy. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Only he's worthy. Only he is able. Always remember that. He is able. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God with all of our mind, heart, and soul. Let us love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Let us know the Lord better. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let us obey the gospel. Let us be not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word as well. Let us put our hands to the plow. Let us keep working hard for Jesus until he comes back. Let us always stay fervent and diligent for the Lord. Always being watchful, always being alert, always being sober, always being a helping hand any way you can. Amen. Let us constantly do Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives. Let his will be done. Amen. Amen. Let us always put him first. Always, 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 always. All right. All right, y'all. So today's message, I'm just going to go through the news roundup. Of course, I love to always talk about the word of God and Bible study and the good news of Christ. But in this news roundup, this is a more earthly, carnal, physical matter. And we can't be too heavily minded. We're no earthly good. And we can't be too righteous or too wise, you know, or else we'll ruin ourselves. So we have to be understanding of things going on around us. We have to have compassion and kindness towards things around us in our environment, our communities, what's going on, what's affecting people daily. Amen. We have to have regard for one another. All right. Let us not have selfish ambitions. Let us not be self-absorbed. All right. God needs us to be more unified and stronger than ever. All right. So we have to get through these perilous times together. We have to go through these days of Noah together. We have to go through the end times, the last days together. All right. We have to witness all the prophecy that's going to come to pass and be fulfilled, good, bad, and ugly. And we have to also endure many persecutions that we will go through in these end times as well. Us being believers, you have to understand that the world and the wickedness and the evils and the people of this world, they're going to take it out on us. All right. That's why Jesus constantly pressed about persecution and things for his name's sake. Amen. Because us being believers and still trying to do good and trying to do his will, people will just take it out on us. All right. So we have to be strong and enduring these times and deal with our trials and tribulations, our hardships, whatever challenges that you're facing, the obstacles that's in your way, personal or what have you. You know what I'm saying? Just know that you trust in the Lord and the Lord got you. Amen. Let us not be fearful, but let us be watchful. All right. Let us not be paranoid. Let us be alert people. Okay. And of a sound mind and bold, strong, courageous people. Amen. So we're just going to go through this news roundup, this news tabloid. Talk about politic news, world news, local news, regional news, national news, and science news, business news, tech, you know, everything. You always want to be well-rounded. You don't want to just know about just one topic, one thing. You want to be able to, you know, be able to have some type of well-rounded information and knowledge about everything, you know, because everything is important, believe it or not. You know, people always talking about hoaxes or fake news and things of that nature, but always know that whose report will you believe? Believe in the Lord's report. Believe in the word of the Lord. And just know that through everything going on, the prophecy is being fulfilled through that. You know, quiet is kept. People don't realize that. So don't always get so holier than thou and self-righteous. You have to, like, get out of your own way and not lean on your own understanding when it comes to things that happen daily, all right? So I'm just going to go through this news roundup, just run through these tabloids, and then we'll just close out with a prayer, giving God all the prayer. All the glory, honor, and praise forever, and his only begotten son. And then we'll close out with the priestly blessing, all right? Let us enjoy a beautiful, blessed weekend. Let us enjoy a blessed Sabbath and rejuvenation and rest. And, you know, take it easy from the vices of this world, amen? Got to just cool off and just stay home and chill out, or just kick it with your loved ones and do some nice hobby. You know, stay out the way, amen? A lot of trouble out there in the world, so we got to be peaceful, calm, you know, joyful people, amen? So let's go through this news tabloid. All right. FDA advisors support approval of RSV vaccine to protect infants. TikTok users file lawsuit to block Montana ban. Amid DeSantis fight, Disney drops $1 billion Orlando campus plans. Interesting. Let's see. Exclusive Haley to DeSantis. Welcome to the race. We've been waiting. Also, I believe there's politic news in Jacksonville. I believe there's new people being appointed in certain positions in the city of Jacksonville. All right, so let's see what we have here. Voting and elections going on in different cities and states and other countries as well. Let's see what we have here. Tensions flare in weaponization panel hearing with sidelined FBI agents, Republicans and Democrats. McCarthy shifts voices new confidence in debt ceiling deal. So that keeps getting talked about a lot too. All this, like, economy news and the debt ceiling and the U.S. dollar and things of that nature. I know that this summer, just enjoy the times. You know, you always want to be positive and hopeful and an optimistic person. But things are, in the world, things are going to actually get worse. You know what I mean? Only your personal life could get better with God and Christ. But the general world, they're going to keep going through, like, hard stuff, very hardships. All that prophecy always prophesized about these types of times, and how Jesus even said it'll be like times never before. So, you know, when that economy crashes, the dollar fluctuates, or however that plays out, it's going to hurt a lot of people, man. It's going to hurt people heavy, all four corners of the earth. But we have to be, like, advanced people, head of the curve, be resourceful as possible, you know, and really trust in the Lord, because God is the ultimate provider. God will look out for you, all right? Always remember that. That's why it's important to always be in good graces with the Lord and always put him first, not out of fear or out of desperation, but just for the sake, you know what I mean? Just for necessity, you know what I mean? So he's the creator. We always go to him for everything, because the world takes, but the Lord is the real giver, amen? Let's see what we have here. Accounting error frees $3 billion for Ukraine weapons assistance. Let's see what we have here. The world's largest lakes are shrinking dramatically, and scientists say they have figured out why. Let's see what we have here. Iowa police officer clings to hood of a car during a dramatic chase. Suspect sentenced to 5 years. These news stories get more wild by the day, don't they? Let's see what we have going on. 210 Democrats endorse plan to sidestep House GOP in debt limit fight. Let's see. Tupac Shakur waves California city to name street after iconic rapper. U.S. risk rift with European allies over hesitancy to supply F-16s to Ukraine. Death toll mounts in Italy's worst flooding for hundreds of years. Wow. A flood hit Italy. Older and disabled people were trapped in their homes. Man, that's a devastating thing, man. Y'all got to understand, when disasters happen, like within America, outside of America, the elders, the disabled, the poor, man, those people always suffer the hardest, man. They always do, man, these situations. It's sad that things turn out that way. You know, we got to really be comforting, compassionate, and pray for people out there, man. There's just so much going on, you know. We be sitting here complaining and crying about things and being all emotional and having these mood swings. And there's, like I said, man, there's people out there suffering in ways you can't even imagine, bro. You know what I'm saying, sis? So we got to really be grateful for things and take it one day at a time, all right? Let's continue with this news roundup. The CDC is worried about an mpox rebound and urges people to get vaccinated. Let's see what we have here. Supreme Court sides against Andy Warhol Foundation and copyright infringement case. Let's see what we have here. Parents of Uvalde shooting victims visit school for first time since the massacre. How U.S. national debt grew to its $31.4 trillion high. America be spending money on stupid stuff. Our tax dollars, right? Dianne Feinstein suffered brain inflammation as complication from shingles, report says. Let's see. Hundreds of Disney employees had already relocated from California to Florida before the company axed its $1 billion campus and escalating feud with DeSantis. And you're starting to see a lot of people move out of California and New York. A lot of people are bouncing out of those states. There's so much corruption and wickedness going on everywhere. But like California, New York, it's just so much like wrong over there, man. So much on so much levels. Many people are moving to the South from those places. They move to cheaper places, cheaper areas. So a lot of people out here are just adjusting and adapting, you know what I mean? So I always try to pray for y'all daily, man. And I just pray that God move y'all to a better place or a better situation, you know, because some people are stagnant or complacent or feel stuck in these wrong, messed up environments or places or cursed places, cursed cities, cursed states, you know. Pray and ask God to move you to a blessed area the best way you can. I know the land is captivity and corruption, but there's still blessed environments, blessed people, blessed places God can place you. All right. So always keep mind of that. As Biden meets with world leaders at G7 summit, U.S. puts new sanctions on Russia. Vladimir Putin believes he can defeat West by sending human waves of kids to slaughter, says general. Scientists warn New York City and its 850,000 tons of buildings it's sinking. Jim Cramer just predicted that an economic wave will soon hit the U.S. and it will be fantastic for investors. But is that a good sign or a bad sign for the stock market? China is coming for our kids with these dangerous products. So these headlines are saying, let's see what we have here. Say goodbye to the U.S. car market as we know it. Cheap Chinese electric vehicles are coming. More than a quarter of Canadians think homelessness, poverty are reasons for assisted suicide. Man, I'm telling you, man, it's a lot going on. Supreme Court gives IRS green light to seek bank records without notice. High-earning millennials say making over $100,000 doesn't always add up to a lot. Are we getting by? Yes, but we're not getting ahead. Ex-Air Force captain says UFO attack left guard screaming and government lied. Let's see what we have here. Older generations are so confused. A young woman on TikTok says Generation Z millennials don't share the same work ethic as boomers. Three reasons why she might be onto something. Generational grumbles are as old as time itself. Let's see what we have here. A Latino truck driver boycott over new immigration work rules causes Jacksonville business to worry. And that's another big news headline, too. Like the whole immigration thing in Florida. That is a huge thing going on, too, man. That is a huge thing, man. That's not being talked about enough. Inflation might be subsiding, but a proposed can tax could mean higher grocery prices for American consumers. Man, so much going on. BC funding $11 million in skills training for SRO hotel residents. California may give illegal immigrants unemployment benefits despite growing budget deficit. Let's see what we got going on here. Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch scolds Americans over handling of pandemic emergencies. It's like everything got so weird and worse ever since this pandemic hit, didn't it? U.S. power grid faced an elevated risk of shortages this summer amid green energy push. I'm telling you, man, this summer, I just feel something weird is going to happen in the summer. Like, I don't usually like to go around thinking like that, but it's like, it's something about this summer of this year, the energy, the things going on. Something is going to really happen on a very high, devastating level, bro. You know what I mean? And I don't mean to, like, speak those things, but I just feel it, like, from a prophetic point. I just, like, man, like, things are just so weird. With the energy grid, the power grids, and the economy, it's just like they really mess with people, man. You know, we have to change our ways, people. God's gonna show you how evil this world is day by day. God's gonna show you how wicked this place is, man. We have to come back to Him. We have to come back to the covenant. Come back to who we are. Come back to His word, man. Your personal life will get better when you come back to the Lord, man. You gotta understand that the ways of this world, it's not it, bro. We have to stop loving the world and following the ways of this world and things of it, man. We have to depart from this and detach from this stuff, bro. Depart from it. I mean, we're still here, but I mean, detach from this, man. We've been entangled with this system for way too long. We need to come back to living for God, man. That's when our lives get more in decency and order, more structure. Things make more sense, all right? Let's see what we have here. Did you know that maple syrup you're pouring over your breakfast may not be the real thing? Maple syrup is one of the most adulterated foods in the world, and here's how to know if it's the real deal. Boy, they messing with the foods, all these chemicals. Boy, they trying to kill us. Trying to damage our temples out here, man. Got to eat healthy, people. Got to drink that tea, man. Drink them herb teas, man, them herbal teas, teas with some caffeine in it. Drink some teas, people. Them teas do the body justice, man. All right. Wendy's announces plans for underground autonomous robots to deliver food orders to vehicles. Boy, oh boy, artificial intelligence, I tell you. America's men are in a crisis, and it's rooted in one big lie. Let's see. America needs stronger borders, better paying jobs, some basic safety on our streets. America needs stronger men. Talking about the patriarchy, let's see what we have here. No sun, no wind, big problem. Benign weather could cause blackouts in states with green grids, officials warn. I'm telling y'all, this summer, man, they gonna mess with them grids and the energy, bro. People gonna get hurt and suffer through that, man. These evil people at top, bro, they do crazy stuff with a lot of things, man. When you in that realm with all that resources and power and wealth and all that corruption, bro, they do a bunch of demonic stuff, boy. I'm telling you, we are at war not against flesh and blood, man. We are at war against principalities of the air, man. Wickedness in high places, bro. I'm telling y'all, this spiritual warfare is very intense, bro. And these news stories will always show you that. NASA will kindly give us a 30-minute warning before devastating solar storms arrive. Wow. We are definitely in some strange times. Biden's administration's war on people of faith evident with new attacks on religious healthcare groups. Ain't that something? It's talking about pro-life and things of that stuff. You gotta stand, man. People of faith gonna always be attacked. Jesus already told us about that. So, yeah, man. Yep. Let's see. Yeah, man. So that is the news roundup for this week, man. I just want to just run through some what news that's being talked about, things that people aren't talking about enough, and just, you know, pray for people out there, man. And let's be alert, sober people. Let's be watchful these end times. And, you know, we got to keep our eyes on the prize and seek God daily. And then we also have to, the spiritual warfare, we got to see what the evildoers are doing as well. We got to be watchful of Satan and the fallen angels and, you know, these evil entities and all this stuff too, all right? You can't be spiritual warfare not knowing who your enemies are, not knowing what's going on. Got to be aware of people, amen? All right, y'all, so there you have it. What I love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise His only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? All right, y'all, so here we go. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the hope for humanity. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam. All right. The advocate, the almighty, true living God, the hope for humanity. He is the Alpha and Omega. Amen. the apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, the I am that I am, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom. It says Jehovah Jireh, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King Eternal, the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Hayashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yahosha, Yeshua. Yes, the consuming fire. Amen. The Heavenly Father, the God of heaven and earth. Yes, outstretched arm, mighty hand. Your Son sits at the right hand of him. Hallelujah. He is the sustainer. He is the sufficient one. He is the name above all names. Yes, yes. Every tongue shall confess who he is. Every knee shall bow down to who he is. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. He is the great physician. Can heal anything. He is the carpenter. Can fix all things. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. With God, all things are possible. If God is with us, who is against us? Amen. Amen. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, man. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. We serve an awesome creator and son. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the consuming fire. The Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, slow to anger, merciful God, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrifice, the Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrected, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of Abraham, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God. Yeah, he definitely from Judah. He definitely Ephraim. Yes, sir. He is the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. The son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the Judahite, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. He is the way. Amen. The way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Yahosha, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of life. Yeah, he is the word of God. He is the word of true almighty. Amen. He is the word. Amen. We touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator. His son is amazing for dying for our sins. His son is just too awesome. Too awesome. You could boast in the Lord. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, seed of David, kingship, seed of God, deity, seed of Jacob, nationality, seed of Judah, tribe, seed of Shem, race, seed of woman, prophecy. Yes, yes, in the authority and the power in the name of Jesus Christ, you are redeemed, renewed, restored, healed, forgiven, embraced, new creature in Christ, born again, new mind, new heart, new soul, new eyes, new hands to prosper, new footsteps on a narrow path, more strength, more life, more stability, more steadfastness, more faithfulness, more obedience. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all, more charitable, more giving, more generous, in Jesus' name, amen. Let the Lord bless you in your paths out here, man. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, so there you have it, all right. That's the news roundup for this week. Just things going on in science, politics, world news, national news, local news, everything, man. Just so much going on, people. So we got to hang in there, be strong. Deliverance is from the Lord. Victory is from the Lord. Interpretation is from the Lord, amen. So stay connected to the Lord, man, all right? Stay connected. Cry out to him. You know what you need. You know what's on your heart. Cry out to him, all right? Let's not be shy with our praise, man. Let's not be shy with how we glorify him. Amen. Do not be ashamed of the gospel. Amen. Come on now. Come on, y'all. Praise the Lord among all the nations. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it. I just pray to God that whoever's listening to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized. I pray that you start your life over. I pray that you have new beginnings and you change your ways. I pray that the Lord just blesses you and gives you more miracles, signs and wonders and dreams and visions and powerful things to show you so you could proclaim to other people about it. Amen. And I just pray that your life turns around for the better. All right. You go through those trials and tribulations. You go through those hardships. You go through all those challenges and you count it all joy, all for endurance, hope, faith and character. All right. What I love to do as we send y'all off is just give y'all the priestly blessing. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.